This is the story of a stolen car. My stolen car. The story starts, as many mysteries do, with a knock on the door. A mysterious knock on our apartment door at around 10 p.m. one cold winter night. This being many years ago, long before I recognized the danger of welcoming those who knock mysteriously, the door I opened. There, in the glow of the apartment's porch light, stood a stranger. A man who looked a bit uncomfortable, but perhaps that's hindsight's interpretation. "Hey," he said, or something like that, "is that your Audi out there?" Indeed it was. A very old, very dirty, burgundy Audi sedan. One that cost us all of $1,500. He asked if we'd want to sell it. The answer was no. It wasn't only transportation. That car meant a lot to us. It had taken me from New Boston, Michigan to Salisbury, Maryland for my first job. It had made the trip back and forth from the Midwest to Washington, D.C., too many times for its own good because plane fare was too expensive. It was a good, solid sedan that reminded us of good times. The man disappeared into the night, and we thought little of our visitor and his visit. Until about 2 months later, when I walked to the parking lot and found the car missing. We briefly hoped that it had been mistakenly towed by the parking police, but there was no record of any tow. A friendly officer came over to dutifully write up a report and told us that we'd likely never see it again. He theorized that a chop shop had gotten hold of it and would sell it for parts, or that some ne'er-do-wells had taken it for a joyride and then burned it beyond identification. The mystery man who knocked that night may be involved, or maybe not. No, we didn't have theft insurance. I thought of our old Audi a few days ago after reading that a man had been reunited with his 1968 Corvette after more than 35 years apart. Someone had stolen the car in New York in 1969, and he thought he'd never see it again, of course. Then he did, after customs checked on the Corvette as it was about to be shipped away, and contacted him. Criminal law matters little in all this, of course, for a couple of reasons. One, there's a legal concept known as the statute of limitations. The statute of limitations means that if you commit a crime, you sweat it out, fearing arrest, for a certain period of time. After that time, and the amount varies depending upon the crime and the jurisdiction, you can't be brought to justice. Not only is evidence a bit too old, it's also good for society when once wrongdoers, who hopefully changed their ways, are able to rest easy. Except for the worst among us, murderers, for example, must look over their shoulders always because there's no statute of limitations for murder. Criminal law matters little, too, because what's most important to the long-standing victim, from this long-standing victim's perspective, is that the car finds its way home. Thus ends this chapter, and I now have hope that there's another chapter to follow of the mysteriously missing Audi. I'm Amy Guida.